This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
With the Harvey Weinstein scandal all over the news, it reinforces the need to teach our boys to respect women. So how can we do that? Dr. Justin Colson is a leading parenting expert, and he's got a few ideas. Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, hi. How are you going, Katrina?
Do you think that we've got a problem with this in Australia?
Yeah, I think we've got a respect problem generally, and unfortunately, women are disproportionately affected by it.
Okay.
I think it's really important that we acknowledge that women can be devastatingly disrespectful to men and to other women.
Mm.
And unfortunately, men likewise are far too disrespectful. We just have a general disrespect problem. The big issue, though, and the reason that we keep on ending up having conversations about gender is because men, when they're disrespectful to women, seem to cause disproportionate harm, whether it's through violence and even worse, the number of women who are killed annually by men is just breathtaking.
Yeah, and you also see, like, I guess particularly with things like the Harvey Weinstein case, but often there is a power imbalance, like, when it's occurring as well. So what are some ways that parents can teach their boys to respect women?
Yeah, I think first of all, example. I mean, if we show respect, then we'll be teaching respect because we're showing it. And so that means that we respect our children. It means that we respect other adults. And especially for the men who are involved in this conversation now, who are listening, we absolutely especially respect women. So that means that we don't call girls or women names. We don't provide sexual innuendo and other inappropriate comment. We don't ever hit or threaten to hit girls or women, and it means that we listen. We don't just listen, but we invite opinion, we invite discussion, we invite a sharing of power. I think that, when it comes to example, those are some really simple things that we can do where we acknowledge that, women are people too and they need to be respected. They have an opinion and their opinion is worthy and warranted.
Mm. And is this something then that has to come from the men in the boys' life? Or do you think that if mum is on her own, if she's a single mum, can she teach this just as well?
Yes, but what happens is once these boys end up on what Celia Lashley calls the bridge of adolescence, they do need to have other strong male role models in their lives, because otherwise boys will lean on their peers, and all too often their peers will have opinions and ideas that are not healthy and that are not positive in terms of respect. They may not be kind, they might not be helpful, they may not be watching the right kinds of things on screens, and so they're getting all sorts of ideas from screens that affect their beliefs and their behaviours. But I think most concerning of all, they're not learning what it is to truly be intimate. And I think, you look at the Harvey Weinstein case, and this guy clearly just doesn't understand what intimate relationships are about. He purely has demonstrated that he sees other females as nothing other than objects to satisfy his wanton lusts.
So the other side of the Harvey Weinstein story is that it has taken a long time for the women to feel that they could speak up. So do we also need to be teaching our girls to sort of speak up if they encounter sexist or demeaning language or treatment? Is that part of the solution, do you think?
Katrina, it's so important and yet it's so difficult. And the reason is because too many girls, I'm talking teenage girls, 12, 13, 14, 15 years of age, right through to adulthood. They think that they're supposed to be chased after by guys in whatever aggressive way, or they're supposed to take it as a compliment. He's only doing it because he likes you. That awful line that we hear again and again and again. Look, ultimately, we need to teach our young girls that nobody has the right to touch them or to attempt to look at any part of their body that would be covered by underwear or swimsuit. As they get older, we start to have conversations with them about intimacy. And we have that conversation where we let them know that eventually, intimacy is going to be one of the most wonderful things in their lives, but it needs to be at the right time, in the right place, with the right person. And it's just going to be disappointing at any other time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, I had a really tricky question from a listener this morning, Dr. Justin. I hope you don't mind if I throw it at you at very short notice. But Christine rang in and she had had a confronting issue with her son just yesterday. I'll play you a little bit of Christine's call.
My son, who's in kindy, yesterday I got a call from his teacher telling me that he lifted the skirt off one of the girls in his class during playground time, and that's like so out of character for him, and it was such a shock to me because, I mean, we have a very respectful family. We don't talk about girls badly or anything like that, and I don't know where he got the idea from, but it was a real challenge trying to talk to him about it. I didn't really know how to approach it.
Do you have any suggestions, Justin?
Yeah, look, I think that this is one of those issues where we wait until there are no big emotions, wait until our child's not feeling scared, you know, worried that he's going to get into trouble. We validate his feelings. We say, you know, you were in that situation, tell us what was going on, and then you find out whatever was happening in the background and say, yeah, I can see how frustrating that would have been. I can see why that would have made you mad. Now, that's not excusing his behaviour, but it's letting him know that you get it. It can be tricky to be 4 or 5 or 6 and be in kindy and have this difficult thing happening. And then you have a conversation where you say, why do you think that lifting up a girl's skirt might be inappropriate? And see if he's got any ideas. Get him thinking about it. If he can't give you an answer, you might say, all right, well, have 10 or 15 minutes, have a think about it, and then come back to me, and we'll talk about it some more. Or you might simply say, well, these are the reasons. And you explicitly teach. You teach consent. You teach this idea that the body needs to be protected. So we get them thinking about it. We ask them what they think, and then we give them the list. These are the reasons that we don't want you to do it, and this is why. We teach them about, you know, the underwear rule, the swimwear rule. We teach them, even at the age of kindergarten, we teach them some basics about consent. I wouldn't make a big deal about it at this age, though. I'd simply have a brief conversation, chat about it, and then you can always come back to it again in 6 months or 12 months or a year, you know, a year and a half, whatever it might be as the kids get older. But definitely worthy of conversation and definitely a great time to start where it can be done without having to get into all the deep, heavy stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate your advice.
Thanks, Katrina.
Great to talk to you. That's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au. We've been talking about teaching boys to respect the women and girls in their life.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.